Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Are you more impressed with what they did against the Suns or last night?
Last night, knowing that, you know, look, the Bulls, man, I don't know what Billy D's doing in Chicago right now. But either way, you didn't get their best punch. Maybe they thought they could take us for granted because we had the whole, you know, Skyhawks team up there. But the guys stepped up. Onyeka Okongwu was putting together those kind of games which make you say, and you've been higher on him than I have, but he was great last night. He's been great. Killed it the other night, career numbers, man.
I'm high when he's healthy and he gets the playing time. And when those two things happen, you see, you know, Onyeka play well in these situations.
Right.
But it's still about consistency, Mike. It's like Hunter, right? You can't have one of those games and then all of a sudden disappear and have two boards the next game. Like, there's some consistency in there. So hopefully he's coming into his own. He's feeling good. But I do agree with you about the Capella thing. And I do think we've got to find a way to get something there.
Yeah, because, again, dudes, it's an expiring contract. So you think about Al Horford, different set of skills, and he obviously got a huge contract from Boston at the time. But you've got to get something. I mean, the NBA generally dictates you don't let a guy walk and get nothing in return if he's not going to stay here. So get him off it's an expiring contract, which is generally attractive for another team looking to maybe move some cap stuff. So hopefully they'll get in the mix, and that'll be something we'll be talking about at the trade deadline, which is now less than 3 weeks away. It's moving up.
It is.
So it's a conversation. We will ask Steve Kuenen tomorrow what's happening with our Hawks. Because, you know, he's in the past, he goes, there's plenty of time, Mike. Well, now let's go.
It's time.
The meter's running. It's go time. By the way, real quick, before we talk Falcons, where do you think Jimmy Butkus is going to land? That's a really nasty situation in Miami.
It's turned nasty. He comes off a suspension tonight, doesn't he? I believe. It's 7 games. He doesn't want to be there. And then the conduct detrimental to the team certainly didn't help. When you say, can you be happy here? And you go, no. You are trying to force your way out. And he is, Mike. But, again, if you're Pat Riley, you just don't give Jimmy Butler up for nothing. So, you know, I mean, I'm curious to see. He's given a list of teams, but I will tell you guys this, and you guys know this, especially if you cover or watch the NBA. Stars end up where they want to end up. It's just how this thing works. You know, James Harden, I want out. I want to go to Brooklyn. I want to play with my boys. This ain't going well. I want out. I want to go to Clippers. I want to go back home to L.A. Guys end up where they want.
Yeah, and you know, for years, I always said I really respected Jimmy Butler. I thought, you know, in Minnesota, I've always gone back that year when Thibodeau was the coach and he came back from an injury. A lot of NBA guys have said, I'm out, shut it down, forget it. He played on one knee, made it in the playoffs, and showed some real grit. You know, the famous story of him going into the Sixers locker room going, you guys are a bunch of freaking losers, man, because he brought some attitude. And I thought, you know, it was like the professionalism as far as let's give some effort. And then this, it just turns him into every other sports diva we talk about, every other wide receiver we talk about. Get me out of here. You know, it's like someone like him and Tariq Hill got some coffee down on South Beach. And said, let's be the biggest pains in the butt we can be for our franchise.
Correct. Yeah. And I don't know what happened, how it turned, but do you remember, and I don't know, maybe Jimmy says this when it's all said and done. Do you remember when Pat Riley came out and said he did not want him talking without playing in the playoffs? He was talking
about chirping about other teams.
Correct. Right. And he was like, you're not even playing. And I don't know if that relationship went sideways at that point. Either way, Mike, I still think Jimmy can play. And wherever he goes, if he goes to Phoenix, now they got a lot of issues, but I've said this, they're trying to move Bradley Beal. You guys see it. There's a lot of inconsistencies with that team. We'll see where it goes.
So stay tuned on that. But the Hawks do pull out a big win last night. They're now 2 games over .500, dealing with a lot of injuries. Real quick, I asked this of Chris yesterday. I'll ask you. It's not like, you know, the NFL where at least not yet, where we've seen an extended specific amount of time that Jalen Johnson is going to be out, but he keeps missing games.
He does.
And you said it the other. What did you say last year? Get some shoes that fit.
Yes.
What the hell's going on with Jalen Johnson?
I don't know. But there is seemingly something that is bothering him that is keeping him out of these games. He wants to play, guys. He was on a trajectory to be at least one of the guys talked about to be an all-star. I think he's had an all-star caliber kind of first half, but not when you're not playing. Mm. And now you guys see the difference without him on the floor, what the Hawks lack in, Mike. It's really about transition. Like, the dude can grab a rebound, go from one end to the other, block a shot, go from one end to the other. You don't have really anybody else who can do those things at his size.
V. Krejci ain't coming off the bench and doing that when he's banged up. No. That's the reality. So, look, guys keep asking, why do you want to move Capella? I just told you, because he's going to walk. Let's try and improve the team. Not saying to move. Look, if you feel Capella is an integral part of this team advancing, because right now, and Steve Kuhn, I'm sure, will remind us tomorrow, we're just a few games from being the 4th seed or the 7th seed. So, yeah, it's a very tightly bunched group in the Eastern Conference. I just love to be able to talk about coming up or on the trade deadline day that our general manager was given the wherewithal to improve this team. Because don't you feel we've turned a corner this season?
I do. And there are various reasons, but you can't be satisfied. And, you know, even though, like, from a divisional standpoint, I think it's Orlando is leading us by a game or so, but we're still the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. Mm. But within 2 games, Mike, you could be the 5th seed, right? You could be that. So that's how close you are within range of where the Hawks are right now. So, I just don't want to be satisfied. But last night, that was a character win. That was one of those wins. We don't have any of our dudes tonight. Who's stepping up? And Keaton Wallace was like, I got it. Daquan was like, I got it. And they did a great job. He had, by the way, I think what he had, 18 points last night? No, Plowden had 19. Right. And then, obviously, Daniel stepped in and had 18 as well. But that was a character win, man.